Hello, everyone. This is Amelia Rose, and welcome to In Search of Meaning, the podcast that brings you stories with life lessons from around the globe. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that you can always find us on the major social media platforms. And after each episode, you can visit our Facebook page and leave us a comment. Now, let's get started. Today's story is set in a faraway land in the Middle East thousands of years ago. It is about a family of four, a mom and dad with two sons. The dad is said to have had these boys in his old age, but soon developed a deep love for the older son, while the mom seemed to favor the younger. As was the custom back then, the oldest boy in the family would be the one destined to receive a special inheritance when he came of age. This would ensure that he was able to carry on his father's lineage for a future generation. I should also point out that the father was said to be sight impaired when the boys were born, but over time he had learned certain specific characteristics about each boy in order to be able to distinguish them. For example, the older he knew had hairy skin. He was also a skillful hunter and loved agriculture. In fact, he was said to have the smell of the field when he entered the house. He was the rough and tumble one, wanting to always be able to touch and feel everything. And he also was said to really thrive on physical satisfaction and also had the voice of a charmer. It was said that he didn't seem to have a compelling interest in his inheritance or his father's legacy for that matter. And this was something that the younger brother seemed to have figured out. And you need to bear this in mind because it is going to be crucial in the story as it develops. The younger son is said to be smooth skin and humble. He was also noted to be an astute planner, but he likes staying home and being in the kitchen with his mom. In fact, he was said to be a good cook. We could call him a mama's boy for that matter. He was said to be fair in his dealings, but also had an underlying manipulative tendency. Now, these two boys were as different as night and day. As they grew older, though, something began to stir. The sibling rivalry was pronounced, and the conflicts were one after the other. The older boy was said to always bring wild game from the field for his mom to make a stew for his dad. His dad seemed to have liked this special stew. The younger boy, he would bring produce from the field, but it was said that his dad wasn't too particular, although he was accepting, but you could tell that the response was different. The younger son also was said to spend a lot of time in tents, and I can imagine he did a lot of thinking about what his life was going to be without an inheritance similar to that of his older brother. He even engaged in contemplative ideas about who was really the firstborn. And I don't know if I said anything that they were twins. So he daily considered who came first. Now, time passed, and something with lifelong consequences occurred within the family. The younger brother overheard his father discussing the implications for the older boy's inheritance, and he ran off to tell his mom. Being his mother's favorite, she consoled him and promised to make things right for him. From that day forward, the two brothers had a spirit of contention you could never believe, and that only grew worse with time. And sad to say, neither parent attempted to intervene. So, one day, the mother told the younger son to go into the field to fetch and kill two wild goats. She wanted to make a stew for their dad. The younger boy gladly obeyed, and the goats were caught, killed, skinned, and cleaned up and brought home. The younger helped his mom prepare the stew of a lifetime, and the two designed an elaborate scheme to deceive the father and rob the older brother of his inheritance. The game plan was set in motion, which entailed the younger son using the skin from the goats that he killed to cover most of his upper body so that his skin would now feel like that of the older brother. Then the younger was to take a bowl of the stew that both he and his mom cooked to the father, something that the older brother normally do. Now, the stew was served and dad was elated. He asked the younger son to come a little closer. He embraced him as if he wanted to confirm a fear in his mind. He asked the son, "Is that you, my older boy?" "Yes," the younger son said to his dad. The father thanked him, and he went on to pronounce all the conditions of the promised inheritance that belonged to the older son, now going to the younger. But before his dad was done, he went on to say, "The skin is the skin of my oldest, but the voice is the voice of my youngest." When the deed was done, the youngest returned to his mother to report, and there were celebrations between the two about their deceptive scheme. Now, a couple of days afterwards, the oldest brother returned from the field, said to be faint from hunger. The smell of stew permeated the house that day, and he pleaded with his younger brother for some of the stew. Sensing the perfect opportunity to finalize the steal, the younger brother moved in for the kill. He said to his older brother, "If I give you a bowl of my stew," he said, "will you give me your inheritance?" Now, finding himself between the devil and the deep blue sea, the older brother said, "I will." He did not know by then that he had already lost his inheritance. He ate his bowl of stew, and the deal was sealed. When the older brother later realized that what had happened, he threatened to kill his younger brother. The younger brother took off, fearing he would definitely be losing his life. He went to a far country to live with an uncle. Years passed, and after working for his uncle and saving some money, he decided that he should take a wife. He met a beautiful girl one day when he was working in the field and asked for her hand in marriage. But when he went to her parents' home, he discovered that her dad was the same uncle he was staying with. Now, the uncle, as I think was the custom in those times, agreed that he could get his daughter's hand in marriage, but he would have to work several years in order to do so. He didn't mind that, and so he agreed and started working. Now, at the end of the number of years they had agreed on, the nephew approached his uncle to culminate the agreement. But all the uncle did was to plan a big feast. When all the festivities were over, everyone returned to their respective homes and the nephew to his quarters. In the dead of night, it was said, that he heard a knock on his door. And who was it? It was his uncle with one of his daughters, except it wasn't the promised daughter, and the nephew did not realize until the following morning. Unfortunately for him, though, it turned out to be the older daughter, the not-so-beautiful one. But it was too late because they had already consummated the union. I know you are asking yourself right now, how on earth could this be possible? And unfortunately, it would take me another episode just to outline for you all the cultural factors that contributed to this. And needless to say, this younger brother, nephew, was angry with his uncle when he discovered what happened. But here's the truth. His uncle was a trickster himself in his own right. Well, with all of this going on, the nephew decided, I don't mind if I had to work 7 more years. I will do that just to get the daughter I wanted, the younger, beautiful daughter that I wanted. So he entered into an additional agreement to work more years for her while staying married to her sister. And the years came, the nephew earned the right to finally marry his promised bride, and they all lived together happily ever after. Many years later, a story was said that he and his older brother reunited, although he had such fear still in his heart, because remember, he had promised to kill him no matter what. But the story went on to say they patched things up, and that union laid the foundation for the establishment for 2 great kingdoms in the past, the ancient Arab kingdom and the northern kingdom. And I'm sure you're going to go on the internet to try to find out where these kingdoms were. Now, hopefully, you also followed the storyline, because there are a few life lessons we can all learn from this story. The first has to do with the consequences of our actions. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. In other words, there are people who have said, whatever one sow, that will one reap. Now, if you remember in this story, this younger brother ripped off his older brother's inheritance by trickery And what happened to him years later? His own uncle tricked him into marrying the girl he didn't like, and he had to work much longer in order to get the girl he really liked. Now, what a mess that was. Now, something else, as parents, we can all learn from. When we show favoritism to one child over another, we run the risk of increasing sibling rivalry in that union, and aggression usually develops. Plus, the child who feels neglected will experience a void that can never be filled. So if you have your little favorite one, please don't let the other ones know. The third lesson I think we can all learn is that we should never despise or show blatant disregard for anything of long-term value that was afforded to you. This is what the older brother actually did. And his younger brother noted that. You see, when we do that, we could end up losing the best gift we have ever gotten to someone who doesn't even know the worth of that gift. And there could be implications lasting a lifetime, and in some cases for generations, as it did in this story. And finally, names have meaning. Today, I hear kids with names not even themselves can pronounce, or means absolutely nothing to them. So be careful what names you give your children. You see, names are an important part of one's identity. They carry deep cultural, familial, and historic connections. Names give us a sense of who we are and our place in the world. Furthermore, many people have been known to manifest the meaning of their names in the way they live. If your name means you are a thief, we have seen people who have grown up just to live out the meaning of their names. God forbid that ever happens to you. Now, I have enjoyed this story for years, and I hope you have too. So now that we're at the end of this episode, I want to thank you for tuning in. And I want to remind you to check us out on all the major social media platforms and leave us a positive review. You can also subscribe to any one of those platforms so that you never miss another episode. With that said, bye for now.